Psalms chapter 33, we'll read just a few verses there, and then we'll be over in Psalms 146. Psalms chapter 33, begin to read in verse 1. The Bible says, "Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp, sing unto him with the psaltery, and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song, play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as an heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him." Take your Bible and go to Psalms 146 tonight. Psalms 146. 10 verses there. We'll read. Psalms 146 verse 1. "Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous." Ain't that a good statement there? "The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and widow. For the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, and all generations praise ye the Lord." You can be seated. Heavenly Father, we come to you again tonight. We thank you for helping us. Lord, we thank you for saving us. It's a joy to be saved. Lord, even though it's a battle and a fight some days, it's a joy to be saved. And I thank you for that. Lord, I ask tonight if there's somebody here lost, I pray that they might get saved. I pray you would deal with their heart, convict them, and bring them to that place of repentance. Lord, we ask tonight for a little while that you'd give us liberty to be able to preach. I pray that you'd guard our mind and our thoughts. And Lord, don't let me do anything in my own power and in my own strength tonight, but let us look to heaven for some help. I pray that you'd hinder Satan from this service and keep hindrances far away from this meeting tonight. And while we preach tonight, might you be honored and glorified in it. Lord, we're leaning and looking to you tonight for some help. We'll tell you again, we love you. Thank you for all that you've done. Help us now. Save that sinner's nearest tale, for it's in your name. Amen and amen. These passages of scripture that I read tonight, both of them has to do with praise. If you look in the book of Psalms, which is a song book, it is most of the time a book of praise. You'll find over and over and over again through the book of Psalms, he tells us to praise the Lord. He said in Psalms 30, "I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up." That means he's going to praise him. We look over here, and he talks about in verse 30, chapter 33, he says, "Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright." And that word "comely" simply means properly or decent or in order, or it means suited to the time and place. It means it's the right thing to do. When he says, "Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, for praise is comely for the upright." If you're upright, if you're saved, and if you're serving God, it's good for you to praise the Lord. Amen. It's good for you to do that. Now, I know that some of you have a little problem saying praise the Lord, and some of you don't like to raise your hand. And listen, I'm not going to shame you into none of that. I don't like getting shamed into doing anything either. Amen. All I want us to see tonight is that why we should praise the Lord. There's a reason why we should praise the Lord tonight. Now, let me say that we know that it's right to praise the Lord. Amen. I mean, it's right for you to praise God. Psalms 150 said, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise you, the Lord. It's just the right thing to do. Listen, you don't. I really struggle. Let me put it to you like this. Praise comes out of our flesh. That's where it comes from. As we'll see, it starts in our heart, but it comes out of our flesh. And it is to praise Him. And sometimes you've got to get your flesh out of the way to praise the Lord. You really do. Your flesh will keep you from wanting to do that. But I really struggle. And there's a fine line. And let me say this while I'm preaching. There's a fine line in praising Him and you wanting to be seen. We don't praise Him to be seen. And some people say, well, boy, praising the Lord makes me feel good. Well, I'm glad it don't make you feel bad. Amen. A lot of people, a lot of times as Baptists, we think we have to be beat into submission to do anything from the Lord. You shouldn't have to be beat into submission and that to praise the Lord. You shouldn't have to be there. You shouldn't have to be beat from the Lord and that to testify or tell something good about what God's done or sing a song or just say I'm glad to be saved or just simply say praise the Lord. It's a good thing to do that. Amen. I think it's good to do that. And I think the Bible tells us here, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise you the Lord. He said, for praise is comely for the upright. He's worthy of all praise. I mean, He's worthy of Jesus Christ, the one that went to Calvary and died for me and you. He's worthy of it all. Revelation 4, He said, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. He said, Thou art worthy. He said, saying with a loud voice in Revelation 5, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Hey, I'm going to tell you, when we get over yonder, it's going to be some more praise time and that to the Lamb that was slain for me and you. I think it's good to praise the Lord. It just ain't good to praise the Lord at church, and it's good to do that, but it's good to praise Him at home. I think you ought to praise the Lord at home. You know, in Luke chapter 19, the Pharisees got on to Him over there when He was coming in from the Mount of Olives, and the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto Him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. And He answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. And so He's worthy to be praised. Even if we don't feel like it, He's worthy. A lot of times people want to wait until they get the can't help it and then want to praise the Lord. I like having the can't help it. But we ought to praise Him whether we got the can't help it or not. We ought to praise Him whether we feel like it or not. We ought to pray, and it's a whole lot easier to do it when you're feeling good. It's a whole lot easier when He's moved. It's a whole lot easier when everything's going right and going good and nothing is wrong and everybody's healthy. The bank account's full. Church is good. I mean, just everything's good. It's easy to praise Him then. Oh boy, it's a little harder to do it when everything's turned upside down. But you know, He's still worthy of it. He's still worthy of our praise. And when everything's messed up and we can't get things figured out, I mean, He's worthy of it. But I want to look at this tonight. Over in Psalms 33 and Psalms 146, you look right here and He says, praise you the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Where, first of all, does praise come from? It starts in the innermost part of your soul. He said, praise the Lord, oh my soul. I believe that from the inside of your heart, I believe worship, as we worship Him from the inside, I believe that turns in to praise. Take your Bible and go to the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 20. I didn't intend to go here tonight, but let's look at it. 2 Chronicles, chapter 20. And you find a time when Israel or Judah is up against three different companies, and God's begin to move. Let me see if I can find what I need here. And verse 18. Well, let me back up. Let me back up. Now, what's happened here is King Jehoshaphat, he's called a fast for all of Judah. He's got out there in front of everybody and prayed. And reminded God about some things that he had promised. It wasn't to remind God, but to remind them people that was listening to his prayer about how good he is. You know, sometimes I don't have the opportunity to preach or talk to anybody, but by people's mistake, they ask me to pray sometimes. And so I just do a little preaching while I'm praying. Amen. I think it's a good thing for you to do, and that's what Jehoshaphat done. And so here it is, and the Lord begins to move. He moved upon a young man here, and the Bible said in verse 15, and he said, "Hearken, y'all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's." Ain't that a wonderful thing? It's not your battle you're fighting, it's his battle. Verse 16, "Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you." Now watch this right here. "And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord." Now they're on the ground. They're on the ground with their face to the ground, and they're worshiping God. That means they've got him in their heart where he belongs, and they've got them where they belong, and they have extolled him in their heart. They have put him on the throne of their heart, and they're worshiping him for who he is. And so they're on their face to the ground. Worship, like I've told you a million times, worship, generally they've got their face on the ground. But verse 19, "And the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high." So they're no longer on their face. They have quit worshiping, and now they're praising the Lord. And the Bible said they praised him with a loud voice. So they began to praise the Lord. I believe that a lot of times our praise, if we would let it, I believe it would need to start out with worship in our heart and see him for who he is and for what he's done in our life, and then praise him. Amen. I mean, from the heart, "I will praise thee, O Lord," Psalms 9, "with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works." I'm telling you, when you begin to think about everything God has done for you, that ought to make you want to worship him and then praise him. I mean, whether he's done anything for you other than save you, he's worthy to be worshipped. He's worthy for you to give him all the praise and glory that you can muster up out of your flesh. He's worthy of every bit of it. But I can tell you about some things that he's done in my life that I've seen him move in my own life and in my own heart. That, friend, that changes a lot of things and makes me want to praise him. Amen. I mean, to come by when nobody else can help. What does he say down here in Psalms 146? It says that the Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and the widow. I mean, he takes care of those that cannot take care of themselves. He executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. He openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them up that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. I can tell you about time after time after time how God has come by and helped my heart and done things for me that nobody else could. And when you begin to think about that, it ought to make you want to praise Him. Psalms 86 said, I will praise Thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart. He said, I will glorify Thy name forevermore. Listen, He said, with my whole heart. Praise ye the Lord in Psalms 111. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright in the congregation. Psalms 138. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. Do you ever think about what we sing? Do you ever consider the words that we sing? I mean, we've heard them so much. I mean, I've grown up with most of these songs and heard them all my life. But do we ever really consider that stuff? I mean, just my soul. I mean, what we sung tonight, I like this. I asked Brother Jeff to sing it tonight. Page 10, I like that song. The Meeting in the Air. I like that, but you know, when we get to heaven, it said there the doubters will be missing altogether. All the skeptics will be absent on that day. There'll be no grumblers present to disturb us, and the Achans will be busy far away. Well, nothing's going to bother us when we get over there. Nothing. Nothing's going to be over there. There'll be nobody over there. And it says, dressed in raiment none, but ransom ones can wear. All who have the wedding garment shall be present at that meeting in the air. I mean, that's going to be a time. And I mean, all this stuff's going to take place in a moment of a twinkling of an eye, just like that, at that meeting in the air. And I mean, all those things that bother us, all those things that pester us down here, all our doubts and all our fears, all those things that needle at us, they're going to be gone. That's the way I see that song. I don't know about you, but that's the way I see that song. We worship and praise Him from the heart. If you read Psalms 42, even a broken heart can still worship and praise the Lord. Psalms 42. As the hart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with the multitude. I'd went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. I believe even the cast down soul and the broken hearted can still look to God and still look to the Lord Jesus Christ and still able to praise him. Now it's hard to do that when you're broken hearted. But I'm telling you, if you'll worship him in your heart and then find some time to praise him and say, thank you, Lord, for what you've done. I know it's tough right now. Lord, I don't know how to look up. I don't know how to find what's going on, why it's happening the way it's happening. But I know you're still in control. I know you're still in charge. And I just want to praise you for it all tonight. That'll help you tonight. See, it's easy to praise when everything's right, but when everything is upside down, friend, it's awful hard sometimes, but it'll help you to praise him. This is easy preaching, but it's hard practice sometimes. Can I tell you, he knows how we feel at any given time. But he said, praise ye the Lord, praise the Lord, O my soul, from the inside. It springs out. But it'll come out of our flesh. It'll come out of your mouth. It talks about the sacrifices of praises over the book of Hebrews. The sacrifice, even praise of our lips. It talks about coming out of our hands when we raise our hand toward heaven. You say, well, I can praise the Lord in my heart. You can. But he wants it to come out of your mouth. He does. And I think he's worthy of that. I'm not asking you to come in here and shout down the house. That's not what I'm talking about. That's not what I'm talking about at all. When a lot of preachers talk about that, they're trying to stir their people up into doing something that I'm not necessarily thinking that God might be in. What I'm trying to get you to see is he's worthy of praise, and you need to praise him, and so do I. Why would we praise him? Because we have a hope and a help in him. If we go to Psalms 146, the text verse, he said, happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Now, I want to tell you something tonight. Now, we're not Israel, we're not Jacob, but we do have the same God that Jacob has. Amen. I mean, he's the same one. I mean, he's the same Lord. He's the same God that chose Abraham. And he's the same God that sent his son to die for me and you so that we could get saved. And it says, happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help. Ain't you glad you got help tonight? Got help. I mean, somebody you can look to and lean on. I mean, somebody you can cry out to. I mean, I don't know if you've ever been there. I don't know if you've ever laid in your bed of the nighttime and wonder how things was going to work out and wonder what was going to happen. But you lay there and you weep and you cry. And you know there's a God on the other end listening. That'll help you. That'll do something for you. But I prayed and prayed at times and wondered if God heard, but he did. He moved. Listen, there's been sometimes I know that he heard. I have no doubt when I prayed, I know that he heard. I don't understand that. Can I park out for just a second and say I don't understand that? I mean, I don't understand how one day I can pray and know that God hears from heaven. I know I heard. I know God heard me. And then the next day, I wonder if he heard me. And that's what I'm literally talking about, one day to the next. I don't understand my flesh. I don't understand my thinking. But nonetheless, I know this, that he said, happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. You know, that's where all my hope rests at. My hope. If I've got any hope, it's in Jesus Christ. I mean, it's in him. I mean, that by two immutable things, and it's possible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for a refuge to lay hold upon the hope that is set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul. He's my hope. He's my hope. I'm hoping in him. I won't put it to you like this tonight. If I don't get into heaven, it won't be because I didn't do what the Bible said. You understand? My hope, you know, he is the Word of God, by the way, ain't he? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. For there are three that bear record, 1 John chapter 5. There are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And that Word right there said, if I'd come to him, he'd save me. That's what it says. And that goes for anybody. It just ain't me. I'm not getting into heaven because I'm a preacher. I'm not getting into heaven because I try to live holy and live right. I'm getting into heaven because I trusted Jesus to save my soul. That's why I'm getting into heaven. How do you know that? Because this book said so. Now, you know, I talk about sometimes that it really don't matter how we feel. It matters what the book says. And that's true. Everything right there is true. But I'm glad I've got something I can feel. But even when I can't feel it, I'm glad this book's right. Amen. And I can trust it. Well, notice he said, happy is he. Have the God of Jacob for his help. Who is your help in tonight? Boy, I'm telling you, when you know it's in God, you can praise him. You can praise him. You can talk about him. Just like some of you's done before we got ready to preach tonight. You wanted to praise the Lord. And it don't have to be a long thing. All you got to do is say, boy, I'm glad to be saved. I want to praise him. I want to praise the Lord tonight for all that he's done for me. That's good enough. I'm telling you, he's worthy of all that praise. You know, with that hope that we have comes a peace, ain't there? That we can rest in him and trust in him. And I'm glad of that tonight. Listen, we can see. Now, I'm talking about why we praise the Lord. One is because he's worthy. Two is because we have help and hope in him. I mean, he's my help. Oh, I can cry out to heaven and he'll help. He'll come running. Thank God for that. But we can see, now listen, we can see what he's done in our life. We can look back and see the work that he's done. I like to look back. You can't live in the past, I understand that. But I like to look back and remember. I like to go back and remember and see what all he's done. I mean, right here, when we look in both sets of verses, of the text verses, you find that he is the creator of it all. You look in verse 6, which made heaven and earth, the sea and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever. I mean, he's the creator of it all. I mean, that's the God that we serve. But I like to look back. And you know, I told you, I should have brought it with me tonight, but I didn't. But I keep a book of just answered prayers. And used to I thought that was crazy till my mind started slipping. And then I thought, you know, Mark, you better write this stuff down or you're going to forget some of this stuff. And you know, I'll open that book and I'll sit down and I'll look through some of that stuff every now and again. And I'll say, oh yeah, I forgot about that. I forgot about that. I forgot about the time of asking him to take care of this bill here, and by that evening it was took care of plus some. Oh, I've done that. I've prayed that. I've prayed. I don't know why it's always about money. I don't know. It's always about money, it seems sometimes. But then the Lord just moves and work shows up. And I mean, it's just amazing. Or you pray for, I mean, just like Miss Ada that was here this morning. I got to see her Thursday. She works at the same place that I get my hair cut. So while Miss Carlisa was cutting my hair, she came over there and started to talk to me while she's cutting my hair. And she said, "Preacher, I got something to tell you." And so she just started telling me that she was cancer free. Amen. That's a reason to praise the Lord. She was excited. She was excited this morning. I thought that was a good way to start the service. Amen. Amen. I'm going to tell you, it may not mean a whole lot to you, but if you'd been facing cancer in your legs and facing cancer in your lungs, our friend, when they told you you was cancer free, I think you'd be a little excited about that thing. And she gave all the glory to the Lord and thanked the church for praying for her. I don't know. Let me park right here and say this for a little bit. I don't know a whole lot about Miss Ada and Brother Dave, but I know they've been through the ringer. I know that. I know they've lost both their sons, their grown children. And I know he's had stroke after stroke after stroke. And she's dealt with that cancer. And she still come in with a smile on her face. I'm just saying. What would me and you done? What would me and you done? You put edit for the radio on that, okay, son? All right. Listen, we can look back. Let me ask you this question. Can you look back? Do you even pray? Do you even ask the Lord to help? And I'm glad that I don't. I mean, I can look at my life and see where He moved and done things, and I didn't even ask Him to do it, but He done it. I remember I prayed one. I'm trying to remember what that prayer was, but I remember, and I can't even remember what the prayer was. I guess I should have wrote it down. But I'm just about to remember where I was when He smacked me on top of the head, because I was thanking Him. I said, "Lord, I bet you doing that." And it's like He smacked me on top of the head and said, "Well, you asked me to." Man, he's worthy to be praised. Man, look back at that stuff. Look over that stuff. That's what makes tomorrow. That's what makes tomorrow worth living. Not only heaven, and you know, if I die now, I'm going to heaven. I understand that. But listen, I mean, if tomorrow gets bad, He's still the same God that was good today. I don't want it to get bad. I really don't want it to get bad. I don't want it to get bad, Lord. But I know that if it does, I know that he can fill my soul. I know that he can help me. I mean, it said right here, the Lord raiseth them up that are bowed down. Listen, if we get bowed down, if we get under pressure, the Lord executes judgment for the oppressed. Listen, if we get oppressed, he's going to stand in the way for us. He's going to help us. Well, I'm glad tonight he can help. That's why we praise the Lord tonight. It's because of all that he's done, all that he can do, and all that he will do. A lot of people think I'm crazy when I talk like that. But, you know, I had a friend of mine. You know, he talked to me some time back. I think I've told you all this story. And he's saved and going to heaven and raising a lovely family. And he's just a friend of mine. He ain't a preacher. And he was talking to me one day. And life had got kind of hard. And he talked to me one day. And he said, Mark, he said, one of my problems I believe that I've had is learning to live by faith. And because he said everything has always been good up to this time. Everything's been took care of. It's like everything just fell in place. He always had a good job. He was able to take care of his family. Everything just worked out good. But then there were some decisions for him and his family that he had to make. And he told me, he said, living by faith is something I've not ever learned how to do. I'm going to tell you, it's easy to serve the Lord when everything's going good. And it's easy when everything's falling into place. But man, when you got to live by faith and you've just got to put your faith in the Lord and trust him and go on, that's a little tough. But you know what he'll do? He'll be right there with you. That's why he's worthy to be praised tonight. Because he ain't going to leave us. He ain't going to forsake us. Listen, he's going to take care of all of it. There's times that, men, you're probably going to be brought low. You know, life is a roller coaster. There's seasons in life. Just like there's seasons in church. It's up and down, up and down. And life is the same way. But you know that he's ever present. He's riding the roller coaster with us, ain't he? 2 Corinthians, when the Apostle Paul over there, when that messenger of Satan came to buffet on him, that thorn in the flesh, what did the Lord say to him? He said, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather what? Glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. You know what Paul said? He said, I'll glory. I'll glory in the Lord in the shape that I'm in. You know, my grandmother, she lived to be 92 and a half years old. And when she was in her 80s, she had macular degeneration and lost sight in both her eyes. In her 80s. And you know what she would say? You know what she'd say? Well, the Lord let me have my eyesight that long. She wasn't bitter about it. She wasn't upset about it. And you can go back and you can look in her journals. That I've got copies of her journals that she wrote. And you can see over time how her eyesight got worse and worse and worse as time went on. And she got to where if she was going to see you, she'd have to turn over here and look at you like this, and then I'm not even sure how it got to the end. But she would say, the Lord let me have it that long. I mean, what do you do with that? Do you just praise him and go on? She wasn't upset. She said, praise ye the Lord, praise the Lord, oh my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. He said, as long as I'm living, I'm going to praise the Lord. How about you tonight? I'm telling you, He is worthy to be praised tonight. Every bit of it, He's worthy. Let's bow our heads tonight.